For many climate change campaigners, the reasons to celebrate are often few and far between. Renewable energy targets seem to be abandoned more than they are increased, and there's still people in power who deny the science of climate change. But there's a regional community in South Australia, it's called Port Augusta, and they have every reason to celebrate right now because recently it was announced that they're getting a giant solar power station in their backyard. Here is South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill making the announcement.
Today we've announced a new solar thermal project at Port Augusta. Solar Reserve have won the contract to supply South Australian Government's energy needs. This project will create 650 jobs in the Port Augusta area, with 50 ongoing jobs. It will provide clean, green, renewable energy to the South Australian energy market, putting downward pressure on prices, creating stable supply, and more importantly, cementing South Australia as a leader in renewable energy, not only for the nation, but for the world.
The campaign was ultimately won when the state Labor government announced that the solar thermal plant would go ahead. But behind the scenes, there were hundreds of environmentalists working solidly on this campaign for about 6 years. Dan Spencer from the Repower Port Augusta Alliance is one of those campaigners and is on Afters FM now to explain the exciting news and what this technology does. Dan, first of all, what is solar thermal and what does this announcement mean for South Australia?
Yeah, so solar thermal, it's a bit different to the solar panels you see on people's roofs. It's actually a huge tower surrounded by a field of mirrors, and those mirrors shine the light up to the top of that tower to heat what's called molten salt. It's like liquid salt that gets stored in big hot tanks and used to spin a steam turbine. So the benefit of this technology is that it's able to provide solar power day and night. So it's you've got that big storage in there, which really helps the South Australian electricity grid and is part of replacing a coal station that closed in SA last year.
Is this the first of its kind in Australia?
Yeah, so it's the first of its kind in Australia, and it's actually going to be the biggest solar thermal plant with storage in the whole world, which is pretty exciting, and it's something that the community has campaigned for locally with supporters around the country for over 5 or 6 years.
Wow, and what did that campaign involve?
It's been a big one. So the community's organised local votes. We had people travel from around Australia to Port Augusta to walk 328 kilometres from Port Augusta to Adelaide, finishing with a big rally at South Australia's Parliament House. We've had people meeting their MPs. We've taken action online with petitions and that kind of stuff. Yeah, so it's been a very long campaign, and there's been a whole bunch of groups involved, like climate and renewable energy groups, but also the local community, unions, our local business, council. So it's really brought a whole lot of different people together behind this campaign.
And it sounds like it's not just a win for Port Augusta and for South Australia, but also for Australia nationally if we're making a shift to renewable energy.
Yeah, it sends a message to the rest of the country that, you can have solar power day and night. So that's a pretty massive win. And we've also had the big battery announced in South Australia as well. So there's a lot of exciting stuff happening here. And hopefully it sends a message to the rest of the country that we can turn the lights on whenever we want to without burning coal and gas, which damages the climate.
And just for you personally, I mean, you've worked on this campaign for 5 or 6 years, have you said. How does it feel to actually win something in this space?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and it's been awesome to be a part of it. And it's just exciting to see it finally happening. And it is, climate change is obviously a pretty big and can be overwhelming issue. So having having a real tangible victory is something to be really proud of.
So I'm hoping you've had some time off or some time to relax and recoup. But what's next? What's next for the campaign?
I haven't had a day off yet, actually. Did have a chilled weekend, which was good. Yeah, next, so we're still, the federal funding of this project requires $110 million, so that's in the process of being locked in at the moment, and then, we'll be making sure that everything goes according to plan with the company and the government and everything over the coming months, as we expect it to, as they get start building. But we've also got a South Australian election coming up in March next year. So we're getting ready to pressure political parties to make sure that they're committing to clean energy, not new fossil fuels.
Thank you, Dan. That was Dan Spencer chatting to us from Adelaide. He's part of the Repower Port Augusta campaign, who worked tirelessly for the world's biggest solar thermal plant to be built in outback South Australia. If you're interested in hearing more about this project or seeing a picture of what a solar plant looks like, it's very, very swish, head over to repowerportaugusta.org.